What is most beneficial post early morning resistance training? A protein smoothie or continuing to fast until lunchtime? This is JJ Virgin, four-time New York Times bestselling author, celebrity nutrition expert, and fitness hall of famer. I've been on a lifelong quest for answers to the toughest health questions. And now I'm sharing what I found with you. Welcome to Ask the Health Expert. Doodlebug Bailey from Instagram asks, what is most beneficial post early morning resistance training? A protein smoothie or continuing to fast until lunchtime? I'll be right back with that answer. Stay tuned. All right. Now, I will tell you, Doodlebug Bailey, I'm trying to say that with a straight face and say it three times fast. I would have told you this even a couple years ago. I would have said, okay, make sure that within an hour of you working out, you're getting in your protein, you're getting in your carbs, super important. But, you know, it turns out unless you are an elite athlete, really training for something that's probably not quite as important as just making sure that you do have the right macronutrient status on board. That means you're eating by the Virgin diet, the sugar impact diet plate, the trifecta of protein, clean protein, healthy fats, and fiber from slow, low carbs and loads of non-starchy vegetables. Now, a couple key things here. In order to build more muscle, and that would be my big question here is, what are your big goals with this morning resistance training? Are you trying to build more muscle, have a better metabolism, lose body fat? I'm kind of assuming all of that. It would be different if you said, you know what? I am working on becoming a bodybuilder and competing in contests. Then I'm going to be really dialed in on how much you're working out, how much you're recovering, and when you're eating. And I'd have you doing that within an hour of working out, getting in clean protein, easily bioavailable, and some carbs. And so I especially love doing a smoothie for this and using my bone broth protein. I throw in some of my beauty collagen. I wouldn't really kick the fat too much up on this one because you really want this going straight in. And I'd look at having a little bit of, like, say, some green banana. I love green banana, a little bit of that, like half a green banana because of the resistant starch you're getting in there. Super good. All right. Now, the deal is, though, what's really important is just overall having the right nutrients on board. And I want to emphasize here that you want to make sure that you're getting protein that your body can use. So a shake is great because it's very bioavailable protein. And I'm assuming when you're talking about a smoothie, you're talking about adding that protein in. If you are eating regular animal protein, make sure you take some digestive enzymes with it so that it is easy for your body to assimilate that protein. But here's what I would tell you is the most important. Here we go. Ready? How do you feel? If you find that you can do a heavy weight workout and you're fine for hours, hey, see how you feel and check yourself on your body fat scale and see what's going on with your body fat and your basically it's everything else. A body fat scale is going to look at total body water, lean mass, and then body fat and see how you're doing. If you're finding that you're not building muscle like you want to, then you may need to up the intensity of your workout, and you might find that gets you a little bit hungrier sooner. And so you can test it out and see what works best for you. And again, what I'm working on right now is I'm not sure where you're at, what kind of goals you have, if this is just to be generally fit and lean, or you're really trying to kick it up to be in some kind of a contest, in which case I would say, yes, I'd like to see you eating within an hour after working out. If not, really see how you feel. And you want to look at a couple things. How are you feeling? How's your energy after that? And then also, what's going on with your body fat scale? And also, how's your next workout? Because one of the things that happens after you work out is you're refueling your energy stores with carbohydrate, with glycogen, so they can work out again hard next time. So that's important too. All right. Thanks for the question. This is JJ with Ask the Health Expert. I do this five times a week. So make sure you never miss a show by going to subscribetojj.com.